You're listening to the Environmental Minute, brought to you by WDIY and in part by the estate of Don Miles.
Hello and welcome to Environmental Minute. I am your host, Maddie Yang, a junior in high school at Marievan Academy in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I'm super passionate about all things climate change, sustainability, and empowering and educating others to take action against the climate crisis. My goal for this segment is to provide listeners with a glimpse into a whole variety of topics in the vast realm of sustainability, from biodiversity to ecotourism, and plant-based diets to sustainable swaps. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing the Gaia Theory, or Gaia Hypothesis. But what even is Gaia Theory? The Gaia Theory was introduced in the 1970s by scientist James Lovelock, with key contributions from biologist Lynn Margulis. At its heart, this theory suggests that Earth is more than just a planet filled with life. It's a self-regulating system, almost like a living organism. It has evolved through a cybernetic feedback system that operates unconsciously, which means that it monitors its own output and uses that information to regulate and adjust its behavior. Think about this. Our planet has oceans, atmosphere, soil, and ecosystems all interacting in complex ways. According to Gaia Theory, these components don't just coexist. They work together to maintain conditions suitable for life. In other words, life doesn't just adapt to the Earth. Life helps shape the Earth to keep it habitable. Every species plays a small role in Earth's life support system, and when one part changes, the others must respond to maintain a homeostasis or balance. Today, considering Gaia Theory is more important than ever. As humans burn fossil fuels, contribute to deforestation, practice industrial farming, waste water, use single-use materials, and more, we are disrupting the natural feedback loops of the Earth. Human actions are tipping the balance that has supported life for billions of years, and Gaia Theory helps us see that harming the environment isn't just damaging forests or oceans, it's destabilizing the entire system we depend on. So, as climate change becomes more and more of a pressing issue, what can we do to remedy this issue and enact more Gaia Theory ideals into our daily lives? First, we can restore natural feedback loops by doing things like planting more native species, which promote biodiversity, support wetlands and forests, which regulate water cycles, store carbon, and maintain climate balance, and implement rewilding practices to let our land recover as opposed to constantly exploiting it for resources. Second, we can reduce disruptions by cutting greenhouse gas emissions by driving less, and instead carpooling, bike, or use public transportation. Eat sustainably by consuming more plant-based meals, which lower methane and CO2 emissions. And avoid overconsumption by thinking about how we can reduce, reuse, and recycle our resources. Third, we can choose to think in systems. Composting is a great thing to start doing, as it returns nutrients back to the soil instead of sending them to the landfills to rot. Harvest rainwater, which helps to close the water cycle loop in your household, and choose renewable energy when possible, like solar or wind. Finally, as a society, it is vital that we shift our mindset surrounding our relationship with the Earth. We can no longer afford to view our Earth as solely a resource bank for our purposes, but rather, we must view it as a partnership that we want to sustain for as long as possible. It is never too late to take action for our collective home. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Environmental Minute, and I hope this conversation has inspired you to think more critically about the importance of our relationship with the Earth through Gaia Theory. Until next time, I'm Maddie Yang, and this has been Environmental Minute.